朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
We are bound by the emotions of this flesh, and we're living from day to day. So individually in our lives, we discover more and more problems. And there's some certain terminology that, you know, computing seconds back. We haven't heard it before.
It's like depression. It's just
the term depression is not that popular. Certainly the world is the same way. So not only does the enemy use very blatant and obvious sins to harm this world,
but
the most tricky way that he would come to destroy the house of God, this topic that we're talking about is so important. So you discover that many churches today and within the body of Christ, you spend a lot of energy and time for counseling. I'm not saying that these things are not important. They are very important because the problem is
that
we cannot forget the root of the root of the problem. So we need these messages.
But here from in,
secondly, the scriptures tell us, do not deceive yourself. Do not be mocked. But you sow what you sow according to is what you will reap. And when you sow according to the flesh, you will reap corruption. All that you've done, all that you've said, you're going to go bring it before the Lord and settle in every single day we're sowing every decision that we make, we're sowing a seed. Paul says, do not deceive yourself. God cannot be mocked. God cannot be deceived. So according to your flesh, you will reap corruption. So according to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life. All the leaders of this tribe would be examined through fire. The scripture tells us that every single person will stand on the path of judgment, and nobody can stand in your place. Hold on to the Lord, back to the Lord, it's a very tragic
thing.
For those of us who are believers, we have to settle an account with our Lord.
But the thing is that our end is not an
eternal judgment. We still need to settle an account. Some go through the fire, they are entirely distinct. They are merely saved. Some people, as they go through the fire, they remain. And then the Lord says that they will be rewarded. Rather, my words can they be tried by fire? This life as I come and present it before God, would it be accepted and be rewarded by Him? All depends on how I live each day of my life. How do
做决定。
How do I make up my
我是消费我的环境环的反应。
And how do I respond to my environment?
我当年对神的态度是什么？
What is my attitude towards God?
当年我生命的源头跟品质是什么？
What is the source and the quality of my life?
当年是新生命呢，还是我最亚当的生命？
Is it this new life or the life of this old Adam?
通通决定了我们今天的结局。
It will determine our end.
对，非常非常的重要。
And it's very important for us to see.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
这些圣经为什么重要？
Why is what are these verses so important?
我几年前读圣经的时候，发现这十个字突然跳出来。
And a few years back when I was reading the scriptures, these 10 words came to me.
不随从肉体，随从圣灵。
Do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
我准备这十个字跳出来的时候，在我里面是这么重要的事情。
These words, they came to me. They are so important. They impressed me.
他讲到我们整个基督徒生活的一个很重要的原则。
It talks about the principle of all Christian living.
得胜生活的秘诀。
Secret to victorious life.
你要能够蒙福，享受荣耀的释放，最重要的一个关键。
To be blessed and receive the glorious freedom. This is the critical point.
不光这样。
But not only so.
你知道今天他前面的那句话是什么？
Do you know what's the verse or the words that precede these words?
记不记得？
Do you remember?
你知道那边。这节的圣经前面的那句话是什么？指律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的自己，对不对？
The righteousness of the law may be built in those who do not live according to the flesh, but according
to the Spirit. 前面有一句非常重要的话，就是神对神在我们身上律法的要求，可以成就在我们身上。
Receiving these words that the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled in real life.
你们可能会说，于弟兄，我们现在不是在恩典时代吗？为什么要去讲律法？
Many of you, Mr. Brother, you are we at the age of the cease of grace? Why are we talking about the law?
那保罗在地上碰到最大的仇敌是犹太律法主义。为什么以色列跟我们讲律法？
The biggest enemy that Paul is facing in his lifetime are those who hold fast to the doctrines of the law. Why are you talking about the law right now?
因为我们在基督里不在律法底下。Amen. 是的。
Brothers, yes, we are in Christ, and we are not under the law. Amen.
但是我想讲的清清楚楚，凡有血气的，没有一个人可以行的，因着行律法被称义。
The scripture says it well that anyone who is in the flesh cannot be justified by the law.
就人被称义，不是行律法，不是因为行为，是因为神所赐给我们的义。
Man is saved and is justified not according to what he's done, but according to the righteousness that God has given us.
完全不靠行为，完全不靠律法，是的。
And not according to works, not according to the law. Yes, that is true.
那是指着我们得救。
That's pointing to our salvation.
那是指着基督的救恩临到我们，没有一个人是凭着律法。
That points to the salvation of Christ coming to us. Nobody attains it by
the law. 但是大家记得，并不代表神律法的要求就不在了。
But everybody, please remember that it does not mean that the righteous requirement of the law no longer exists.
现在我们在圣经学，在保罗的那个课程里面，我们都会开，我们会细讲律法的经
教。And our Sunday schools to come, we're going to talk about specific details on the points of the law.
我只给你们随便看三节圣经律法的细节就好了。
I just want you to turn to few scriptures and look at the nature of the law.
那我们会打出来，第一个律法是好的。
The very first thing is the law is good.
你看《提摩太前书》第一章第八节，我们知道律法原是好的，知道人用的可以。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 says, you know that the law is good as long as it's used properly.
至少律法是让教人知罪。
And at the very minimum, the law is so that we would know what is sin.
换句话说，律法是公平正直一样的。
The law is like mirror.
我现在如果你这里面说，宝博啊，你的脸脏死
了。And if I come here, say, 宝博啊， for example, your face is very dirty.
他可能不相信。
And you may not believe,
他可能不舒服。
You may feel uncomfortable as you say these words.
他是你笑得那么高兴。
So I can't do that. That's the part.
律师啊，宝博教授啊，讲得不一样，
你讲。So I'm supposed to say your face is very dirty.
他心里不高兴。
And he may not feel very
good. 他也不相信。
You hear that you may not want to believe
him. 因为他走到厕所里面。
Then he walks in the bathroom. And he listens himself.
是吗？你怎么不早告诉我呢？
So why did you tell me earlier?
他好像就在那里洗。
Then he begins to wash his face.
或者他的头发翘起来不好看。
Or maybe he has a cold that's being straight up.
那个头发可能比你脸上还更重要。
That's probably more important than a dirty face.
他第二点告诉他，他一照他发现果然细菌落水了，哈，就这样弄。
So you tell him that he sees himself in the mirror, he has to use water to find the face.
你看见了 ，you see it， 你就承认 ，and then you acknowledge。律法至少叫我们知道我们自己。The law at very minimum tells us that we are corrupt。
能够折服击飞我们这个人。
It's able to break and humble us。
当我们知道我们真正遇到神，我们真的是。
That we would know that apart from God we cannot do it。
当我们看见本身的反叛之路。
That we would see how ugly we are by nature。
律法用的何宜，它就是好的。
The law when it's used properly it is good。
你不好好用它，成为我们巨大的伤害。
Not used properly will bring you great harm。
第二件事情，圣经上告诉我们律法是。圣洁公义良善的，
因为当时的 law is holy, is righteous and is good，
所以律法不能说它不好。
And you cannot say that the law is no good，
它不仅好，它圣洁公义良善。
It is good, it is holy, and it is righteous。
第三，圣经上说，使律法本是属公义的，是属灵的。
And the scripture also tells that the law is spiritual, it is of the spirit。
啊，所以真正在对的里面去面对律法的时候，那是不一样的事情。
With the right attitude, the rightness, we approach the law is something completely different.
而且主耶稣在地上的时候，马太福音第五章17-18，他说：“你莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要什么？”人可以在礼物忙去说去。
And the Lord said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 17, nothing that I came to destroy the law or the prophets, I did not come to destroy but to fulfill.
这是大家记得啊。
Everybody please remember,
我们得救被称义不是靠律法。
We are justified, we are saved, not by the law.
但是并不代表神的律法就废掉。
It does not mean that the law is done away with.
神主耶稣来不是要废掉律法，要全全律法。
The Lord did not come to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law.
让我们不是死守律法，而是活出律法。
But we do not keep the law, but we live out as we the law.
请大家记得，我们不是死守勉强去守律法，而是活出律法来。
We are not trying to keep by our own ability to live out the law, to hold to the law, but we want to live out the law.
就是说我实在告诉你们，就是天地都废去的律法，这一点一划。都不能被取，而且都要成全。
Verse 18 says, For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass away. The law, a passing away from the law is all fulfilled.
罗马书三章三十一节讲到，他是因信称义的道理来，并不是因为要因信废掉律法。保罗说，我们是因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，乃是更坚固律法。
Paul asked in Romans, "Do we do away the law because we have faith? No, but the faith, but the law is established."
好，那我们现在有一个问题了。
That's when we come to this question.
哇，这个律法要成就在我身上。
So the law is to be fulfilled in me.
把那些虚弱的心，跟这个不可，然后硬讲讲道理。我怎么做呢
？All of these 要想啊，要想啊，什么意思？你要 do how am I gonna do these？
甚至说一些不可杀人、不可什么、不可什么、不可什么，光这些好的话，要常常使得不住祷告，还是使得神的基督耶稣以圣灵所成的旨意。
我说的做得到吗 ？Forget about the things that the Lord says you should not do, but rejoice in the Lord always. Pray without ceasing. Are these things that you are not able to do?Are you able to give thanks in all things? We have not. A lot of times we do why is it that the AV team messed up the sound system so that my message did not come out yet? How come this morning soon as we wake up? And the fulfillment of the law in our lives is you begin to discover is really, really far from us. But Scripture says that the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled in us who no longer live according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. So we come to the theme of what we're talking about. Now we're in the message this morning. And those are all bringing to what we're
saying.
You may all understand the importance of this message.
Here's the thing, 我们真的需要的是肉体不可能活出达成神律法的要求。
But so we need to understand this flesh cannot attain to the righteous requirement that God 不可能是指什么时候经过火而能够被指引。
It is not possible that it will be made as it goes through fire when we go see God.
随从肉体是我们今生这个人受苦，或是照别人受苦最关键的原因。
What we want according to the flesh is the primary reason that causes pain and the pain of those who are around us.
而随从肉体来侍奉，也是今天教会混乱。分裂受伤不蒙祝福最主要的原因。
When we serve according to the flesh, it is the number one reason that brings harm into the house of the church.
家庭生活一样。
And the same thing in family life.
就是家庭生活常常有不和谐分裂或是这个离婚。
And the harmony, separations, divorces, families nowadays.
这里面投入是一样的。
And the source is all the same.
所以我们今天要来看一个非常非常重要的题目。
And we want to come and look at a very important topic.
这个题目意向在说我们每一个人不管有多大年纪。
And this topic has something to do with every single one of us, regardless of age.
这个事实意向我们在说的每一个人不管你是多久。
And it has something to do with every single one of us, regardless of how long you've been saved.
意向我们在教会中每一个侍奉的人不管你的时间。
And it will impact every single one of us who are serving God's house regardless of your service.
所以我们在这里第一件事情，我们需要对肉体的本质要有第一手深入的认识。
First of all, we need to have first-hand knowledge of the flesh itself.So in our mind and our understanding, yes, we can comprehend.
So we can even talk about the stuff you know you need to SARS,
and in the original Greek language, SARS, concerning flesh, the same word is translated in four different terms in Chinese.
I think the physical,
the very first one is this physical flesh, the body. So the word became flesh. The Lord said that is born of the sons. Flesh is born of the flesh, that is born of the spirit. The second translation is the word flesh that often occurs in the scripture. And we're
going
to come back and look at this specific term later on. This is where the English language cannot really match the Chinese language.
Sorry. And Romans 3:20,
Romans 3:20 is all those who suffer the flesh cannot be justified by doing the law.
加拉太书四章二十节讲说，这个那时按血气生的逼迫的，那按圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
Galatians 4:20 says that that which was born of the flesh is the flesh, that which was born of the spirit, and even still it is that.
讲以马利逼迫以撒。
Talked about how Israel was persecuting Isaac.
保罗把它 apply 到今天属灵的属血气的逼迫属灵的。
And Paul applied that analogy to the principle of today.How the flesh presses that which is born of the spirit.
第四个翻译是同一个字，跟完全是大致同一个字，翻译过情欲 lust.
That's the word the scripture translates it to the lust.
加拉太书五章十七节，他说情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争。
Galatians 5:14 says that the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars against the flesh.
还有一节就是我刚刚用的加拉太书六章八节，凡是顺着情欲行的，要从情欲受败坏。
Galatians 6:8, those who are sown according to the flesh will reap corruption.So now we see that all these verses, all these scriptures, all come to this word, sucks, which means the flesh.
好，那你说好，那这四个经文都是那到底什么叫肉体？
所以说 ，OK， all these four terminology, these explanations, what is actually this flesh?
有些人就说主啊，我是个大肉体，什么叫肉体
？Some people would confess, they're saying, "Lord, I have a great flesh."What do you mean when you say this?
不是大很胖叫做大肉体。
Not that the person is fat and they have a lot of flesh.
也不是因为他那么苗条，就他肉体少一点，不是的。
Someone who's very skinny and they have less flesh.
就是 肉体的死亡，铸造生命，一切所有的思想行为和表现。
And the flesh is the manifestation of all our thoughts and expressions of the old creation.
所有从旧造老亚当所继承的这个老生命，它所有出来的，通通都叫肉体。
Everything that comes from old Adam, everything that's expressed from that life is called flesh.
所以今天人记得哈，那就很明显的在肉体的这个所有的 activity 跟表现的里面。
So please remember that all the activities, all the manifestations of flesh,
都是没有表现出来的。Even the things that is unseen, 只要从这个源头里面出来，是从我旧生命里面出来的。
The source comes from this old life.
通通都叫肉体。
It's all called flesh.
这就是我十年前的新闻发布会第五十年讲的。啊，所以你如果仔细认真去分的话，从外面看啊。
So I've shared these messages out in China about 2 years ago. So if you start to look at things in detail and look at them from the outside, there are those things that are of the flesh that seems somewhat low quality and somewhat higher quality.
我们现在看一点 low grade 的好吗？
我们这个The lower qualities of the flesh.
加拉太书第五章，第十九节，他说情欲的心都是显而易见的。好，我们打在黑板上，这是黑板的空间，这个不不讲了。第五章十九节。我们不要念给别人，只我们自己念啊。
The words of the flesh are evident.
先看看在你里面有没有一点低档的肉体在。
Everybody look at these verses for yourself and read them for yourself and see if these things exist within you.
如果有的话，你要像那个警察用的那个电棒电到你那样子。
They do exist. You gotta be like someone who's been shot by the time you probably want to leave.
然后我们来读，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨。生气、气愤、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、欢宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事，必不能承受神的国。当你刚开始读的时候，你会觉得很多我没关。
You begin to read these verses, say all these things have nothing to do with
you. 越读到后面，你发现里面有什么搞的这些。
And then you begin to discover when they go, when Paul goes in detail one by one, some of these things actually are part of the flesh.
生气也在，气愤也在，恼怒、骂我、成骂脾气的。然后结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴，然后最后那也倒是还不是这些。
Intentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, and then all of these things.
这个叫做低档的肉体。
These are the lower qualities of the flesh.
那还有一些高档的肉体。
There's certain qualities of the flesh that is probably a speed of high
quality. Or you can see this.
You can probably think about them.
Can imagine where they
are. They're
living on. 你从外面看的是看不出来的。
You look at them from the outside, sometimes you may not be able to distinguish.
甚至有点很刺激。
Some people are very self-confident.
他刺激。
self-conscious.
他刺激的是因为从外面表现很好啊。
And his outward conduct is very good.
但是你看，我都不会发现自己。
如果你看不出来。How can you be so unspiritual? We don't say how on the outside, but we think it, we feel it on the inside.
Wow, you can't even
say, well,
what's the thing?
Oh, look, today during confession, I cry like a baby at how humble I am.
所以感恩主人说，连我们认罪的眼泪都是我保守的。我们以为我们很认罪很虔诚。
We think that we're so diligent to repent before them.
当我们来到聚会里面，觉得哦哟，他们只不过是不属灵的。
We come into this meeting, we say, "Oh, this worship is not very spiritual at all."
哎呀，这弟兄也在讲到这个，真的。
You
have
declined in the way you speak.
I don't know. 当我们的灵人自言啊，自言自语，自言自语，自己里面觉得你们多听有耳，但多了哈。
But there are many categories.
啊，所以昨天时间讲的很好，对不对？
啊 ，Brother Steve said very well last night.
哦，那些会发脾气、唠唠叨叨的，叫做半斤的肉皮。
Those who complain a lot, the ones that are silent but then mumbling inside of the other half. Okay, so those are the same ones, 8 ounces, the other one is half a pound. Thank you.
就昨天才讲完祝福，我们在座很多人不是闷不吭声啊。
That was supposed to be like all of us, we were completely quiet.
因为他接着讲到里面讲了一个水水，说那个河流那些枯木啊，什么东西都是顺着河流往下流，对不对
？And he continued to give the knowledge that all those things that are dead in the river continues to flow with the river.
他的水都是往上流的。
So what he says the third?
他通了两三次，你们不是笨就是懒就是肉体。
He asked a few times, nobody responded. You're either stupid or you're on the flesh or you're what's the other one?
No
matter how you decorate it, how you dress it up, all these things are sown in the old creation. I know that this is very simple as I speak it, but this is a critical point for all of us to understand. Or else there's no way for us to know the law.
We've
got to go into a very quick thing. There's a couple of important verses on that. And second half of this verse, I said that is the most often used verse, or the second most often used verse of Christians.
It's
the most
common
in
John used to give it.
All on this one, and it's not in this verse.
十到十八节还有前半段。
And this the first time.
他说我也知道。
He says, for I know.
在我里头。
And in me.
就是在我肉体之中。
And in my flesh.
没有粮食。
Nothing.
就是我们知不知道。
You know that.
如果我们真知道。
If you really know that.
我们就不会一直推动后面的那句话的。
And we will not keep using the second half.
就像你开不开车，我说过，这边说死路不通，你就不会一直开了。在我里头，就是在我肉体中，
没
有良善。
Nothing good.
你装的再好了
，No matter how you present it,
别人虚你当好先生
，and even somebody would elect you as a great guy.
但是那是没有用的
，it's useless for God.
觉得我死路不通了
，This is what is meant by the
word. 我们要如何得胜
？So
So the Lord wants to be the first to be the agent to tell what the
requirement
of the law may be fulfilled.
Now, we're sending them to the end of the
world. That we make the blessing for those
around us.
We have to celebrate the
father. Just have praise. I'm coming into this. I'm going to have a comment in here.
And Jack gave them a hand. He was going to look at the father. Living apartment.
Our friend was simple.
回家的时候，他在那个开一个门，门都开不开。然后那个时候，我一打工，他就跟我说，他说我们的桌子一直没有开。他就跑去他的那个房东那里去，他complain。他就跑去他的那个房东那里去，他complain。他就跟门把应该插进油，一开不开。我问的，他先说的，他先说的，这个stuff，因为他那个房东的那个，他就跟你说买白药水。And the
So
the student union bought many umbrellas and they were put in a strategic location and they're also they're called conscience umbrellas. To give you some They did not call it umbrellas of love, but they call it umbrellas of conscience. So that reminds you when you use it, you got to use it
sometimes.
And they are actually situated in lockers, a locker and take them out. But wherever you go, you got to put them back in that same locker slot from the building. And everybody there are college students. And everyone is educated.
That's a system of college students, such as the world's name.
It's a great school. All these people go to the same school that I went to.
May the teacher, young Jensen, show you what.
After a few days, when we started this activity, all the umbrellas disappeared. No matter how the school announced it, everybody please return these umbrellas, they are gone. All these students who are highly educated are without a conscience.
这个人里面本身出来的东西，因为他的那一句的，连人最基本的爱心的东西都没有办法做出来，不要说圣洁公义的要求。
Romans 8:7 is an enemy against God, which is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
If you are tired, you fall asleep,
you gotta wake up now and read this verse.
真正精神一个动力所
说我一定要想办法不属于肉体。
And it will give you the motivation, the power to say, I want to live not according to the flesh.
一提到世界最重要的事情是肉体的真实。
It reminds us of the full significance of the nature of the flesh.
我不仅得到的是属实真
实。I will not speak to the certain kind of attack.
或者我可能照着它的严重性讲。
But according to this, importance.
第一个，它不服神的律法。
And the very first thing that is not subject to the law of God.
属肉体人身上有一个巨大的特点，就是他们不喜欢整个身上有神性。
Those who are of the flesh, the very first thing that you can see is that they don't want to be restricted or limited.
啊，所以从我跟 David 的那个David 当时的这个ETS equipping the same,
you may spend time studying with David ETS equipping the same by David 当时。
他说亚当夏娃犯罪最关键的原因就是他们不喜欢的 limitation imposed by God。
And there's sense that the very reason that caused Adam and Eve to sin against God, they did not want the limitation imposed by God.
他们不是把神给他限制，说你不可以吃这些东西。
They did not want the limitation of the boundary that God said, is that you shall not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
我想这个实际上讲到的是没有人注意到亚当犯的第一个罪行，他听起来的话过于听神的话。
Adam was wrong. Paid attention to brother Stephen spoke last night that Adam, the very first sin that he committed is that he.Heed the voice of his wife more so than the voice of God.
你知道吗？你该听太太的话，不听太太的话，你的罪常常是你的罪。
I would tell you that you ought to listen to your wife, but oftentimes when you don't do that, you are of the flesh.
但是呢，弟兄告诉我们，什么都听太太的话，甚至去犯罪，就叫做犯罪。
But another reminder is, if you listen to your wife in all things, even the things that cause you to sin, that is sin.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。